Cottonmouth incarnate. The imagined weight of bodies in deep sleep is gently rolled away in corporate, dressed in vaporous bowler hats and tasseled red chiffon. Now that the sidewalk's cleared of all the bottles slung, atoms bathed pink gaseous dusk and raspberries of hydrogen. Handkerchiefs and concrete shift beneath the lonely footwork, breathless buckaroos plant sweetly in perpetuum. Who kiss silver dollars like linguistic scales of fish, press wafers on the pale metalloid tongue, where scrapers of the dirty skyline are not temperate, and early florets of the weather peek through filaments of gray, so the water heats the stones until an X becomes a Z, and the botched quicksilver machinations of the heart are overrun. Sing the swinging pendulums, lit kerosene refracted by green glass. Flickered light bulbs flip the fat falsetto frets of touch, and elbows grind down figures in the strychnine swing of hips. Dukes put up for damsels pop up ping pong balls in chivalry. Do muscles reenact the pinprick centuries of asteroids? As drunks gloss glissando and repentant glossolalia at the bar? Will burlesque antipodes fly into the fairgrounds of the statuesque? Leave one more hour to philosophize on incomplete confession. 1,000 legal clauses in the lightbox of 3 honey cigarettes. The eyes of ghosts unseen in forest fires projecting jerky spurts of fitful dying batteries. An acidic Morse code of the penitent. Mantras sleep on living lips, the white caps of a hectic faith. To children in their beds, the night must look empty of all sound. Ocean liners heaped with snow shiver through uncharted waters. First mate maroons canaries in damn blue Finlandic tabloids. Will the hagiographies of petty icebergs soon be on the wire? Manhandle fenders far too pleasing in the gold of blameless celluloid. The line of elevated train cars in the night whispers rotten baby teeth are wiser. Push the gear shift of each jungle cat's clutched paws, without condolence for the squeaks and squawks of metal tendons. As tigers prowl the taste buds of mistaken mainframes, flirtations slow to the larghissimo of closing times. Sandbag promised correspondence written in a veil of thorns. Impale sherbets bump pink shapes with leaping fruit. Would the Red Sea wish to be more plump or red? Knife to throat, armadas knuckle down white pepper mysteries. The kernel of faint consciousness, cottonmouth incarnate. Poison arrows all flare up in smoke while sad decisions linger underneath the face of the swollen sun. I plant heresies like moccasins, diffuse myself some crocodile tears. I swim half the world by solitary elephant to stake claim the wild periphery of island triangles and scalene birds, to fill in blank cartography with a drunken Beth of prouder gags. At the bleary sight of garden currency, horse eastlets burst each vein in isolation and draw bad hands in due proportion to every red iota of the seasick. I get ahead of sonar miracles, free fall open surgery, but still the eyes of pre-war portraiture fall through cracks of epic haberdashery. Coptic nightgowns travel watercolor amidst the buoyant lingerie of pearl. And if lemons chase down imperfections of my sorry memorandums, impassioned skeletal proposals unzip my eyelids forcefully, I down black stouts as metaphors for toppled kings. Spit out harlequins of doctrinal disputes until the tongue feels like a flame, and the fleeting ice cream trucks the skies held blue and suspect in its carbonation belt out songs of lunatics in handbell choirs. Bring out the weaponry of porphyry, umbrellas stolen from flamingos. I will stoke the pinpoint dispositions of inner locomotion. I will filch dithyrambic milkshakes orphaned to desire. Is this earth behooved to beehive ecstasy, fragile as a fig? Must we limp the gaps of fat tarantulas and second looks so our blue-black plumes become the distant research of the enemy? Attack the staircase waving tusks of bedroom mastodons? I won't begrudge the dead park benches where they used to sit when living. And though each clarinet could flax the whole shebang, unsure exactly what condition nimbostratus should imply, when feathers burst like neon flares across the sky, I would rather be hysterical than breathe the jealous air. The tropic zones of every quaking shoulder send out shadows imperceptible and numinous, so every quaint desire becomes a coral reef, brittle, pink, and hardly reachable, with little men in scuba gear circling through the waters, disconnected endlessly, but never freed.